VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, guys? Do you remember that we talked about how to fall asleep in just 1 minute last time? Well, that was for those who were suffering from insomnia, but today we're gonna talk about what might happen when you stay in bed for too long. So if you are able to sleep for a very, very long time, you really need to watch today's video later. But before that, let's take a look at today's sentence first. Other studies have found long periods of bed rest can cause forgetfulness, confusion, anxiety, and respiratory problems or blood disorders. 其他研究发现长期卧床休息可能会导致健忘、混淆、焦虑以及呼吸器官的相关问题或是血液失调。以上这个句子中要来跟大家介绍几个发音的重点。首先我们先看到 periods of 这两个字在这里要连音念作 periods of periods of。再来是 forgetfulness, forgetfulness, 这个字的重音在第二个音节 get, 那前面的 OR 念作 er, forget, forget, forgetfulness, forgetfulness. 再来是 confusion, confusion, 这里的 O 念作 a, 那后面的 U 发 U 的音，那最后的 S-I-O-N 念起来比较像是忍的音，那重音放在第二个音节念作 confusion, confusion。接着是 anxiety, 我们先来看前面的 A-N, 在这里它念作 N, N, 后面的 X-I-E 念作 zire, zire, 那最后的 T-Y 为 T,然后重音放在第二个音节 anxiety, anxiety, 那最后是最难念的一个字 respiratory, respiratory, 我们先看到前面的 rest, 在这里音念作 a, rest, rest, 再来是后面的 pi 念作 p, p, 那 ra 念作 r, r, 那最后是 tory, tory,所以这个字念作 respiratory, respiratory。那最后我们结合以上这几点，再来放慢速度把句子念一次试试看咯。Other studies have found long periods of bed rest can cause forgetfulness, confusion, anxiety, and respiratory problems.Or blood disorders. 接着我们就来看今天的第一个单字，叫做 confusion. Confusion. 看到 S-I-O-N, 大家应该就知道这是一个名词，它的意思是困惑、糊涂。那你可以这样子造句。We have some confusion regarding how we should work on this project. 我们对于应该如何进行这个项目的工作有很多疑惑。那既然 confusion 是一个名词，代表它有一个原形动词，那它原形动词叫做 confuse， 而大家呢很常会把 confused 跟 confusing 的用法搞混，对不对？那首先加上 ed 的 confused 其实就是过去分词 pp， 就是被动语态的用法，意思是某个人被某人或者是某事物搞到产生很困惑的感觉。那简单来说就是某人感到很困惑。那如果加上 ing 的 confusing 的话，就是现在分词，就是 verb ing 主动语态的用法，意思就是为某人带来很困扰的感觉。那简单来说就是令人感到困扰的。那在这边要考考大家一个问题，现在有一个句子，这句子叫做我被微积分感到很困惑，它真的太令人感到困惑了。那请问前后两个各自要用哪一个才是正确的呢？请大家想想看，我会把答案留在留言区里面。 那我们接着先来看到第二个单字叫做 anxiety， 它也是一个名词，意思是焦虑不安，或者是焦虑症，也是用这个字。那我们来看一下例句。 She is suffering from anxiety, depression, and insomnia. 她正深受焦虑、忧郁及失眠的困扰。那 anxiety 有一个形容词叫做 anxious， 意思也是焦虑的、不安的。 So for example, She is very anxious about the test result because if she fails, she won't be able to graduate.他非常担心考试结果，因为如果不及格的话，他就无法毕业。希望大家期末考都有考过，然后可以欧趴，今年不要被延毕。好了，那我们现在来看今天最难念的一个字 ，respiratory， 它是一个形容词，意思是呼吸的。那你可能会在这种情况用到。My dad has respiratory diseases because of smoking. 我爸因为抽烟的关系患有呼吸系统的疾病。Alright, that's all for today. I used to sleep in on my days off, and I would be waking up at noon or even afternoon. But then I found out that the longer I slept, the more tiredness I felt. I mean, I was really dizzy and feeling like I didn't sleep at all. So now I don't sleep late and sleeping anymore. What about you guys?Do you have the same problem as I used to? Don't be shy to share with us. And most importantly, don't forget to record the sentence. And I'll see you next time. Bye!